are commercial free every day at this time until the end of the show. But before we get to trending in Tampa Bay, you know what we're doing tomorrow night, girl. We are getting lit.
We turning up.
It's Guilty Pleasure Fridays with us at Franklin Manor. We are taking over with Corona every Friday at Franklin Manor in downtown Tampa. And we want you to come hang out with us for your Friday night to get your weekend kicked off. Right.
Exactly.
It starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So text a friend and say, hey, we're going to Franklin Manor with Miguel and Holly tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Get all the info at hot1015tampabay.com.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
How important is adult time to your relationship? I have this new study, and I guess it's a lot less important than we've been led to believe. Here's why I say that. This new study talked to a bunch of people in relationships, and out of the ones who've been through a dry spell, right, about half of them said it lasted more than a year.
Oh my gosh.
39% of people said they had a dry spell, aka no adult time, for 1 to 5 years.
Wow.
And some were even more than that, like 6 to 10 years. 2% said it had been even longer. Apparently, after a while, you just kind of give up, because then a quarter of people in the survey said they'd be perfectly fine with never doing it again.
Is there anyone in the Miguel and Holly family listening that can say, I've been with my partner for X amount of years and we have not been intimate for longer than a year?
Yeah, that would be the question.
Can anyone beat that? 877-999-1015. Because I'm curious, at that point, how do you keep that intimacy alive? Obviously, intimacy is more than just being physical.
Correct.
But that is a big part of it. And so I'm wondering, like, is it a discussion you have that we're like, hey, you know what? We're better just doing romantic nights out. Or what does that look like if you have not been intimate with your partner for more than the year?
Yeah.
877-999-1015.
And how did you get to that decision? I guess that would be my question. So that's going to be an interesting call. I would love to hear from you. So please do call us. Now we've got a Tampa Bay train wreck that is just delightful.
Oh, my.
I feel like I'm not even going to really make you guess anything, because the story itself is just so. Like I said, it's delightful.
Okay.
Three women were spotted buck naked at a Pasco County rest area. So this happened on Wednesday. And I guess what had happened was they were outside this rest area, absolutely naked. All three of these ladies, not a stitch of clothing on them. And the janitor was like, this is not right. So he called the police. And he explained that they're on the northbound side of the building, all three of them standing in the nude, putting on suntan lotion. So a trooper pulled up to see them naked, standing in the grass. They said they were air drying after showering, apparently at the rest area.
Okay.
Then they jumped in their car and drove off. And that's where it started to get really bad, because the trooper, lights and siren on, went after them. Because, I mean, they're walking around in broad daylight, fully naked.
Everything just hanging out.
So then the trooper followed them, and then they got into this car chase. Ugh. So then the trooper had to back off because they just started going nuts. And then another trooper caught up with them at a Shell station a little bit further later down the road. So the driver of the car at that point, one of the naked women, tried to run down that trooper.
Was she still naked?
Yes. One of the passengers came up to a different trooper with a metal bat.
Oh, my gosh.
So then another trooper had to ram their car. Then they sped off again. Then they get to, like, right around near Pasco High School. And a Dade City cop had to use those things that they pop your tires.
Yes.
Like one of those, like,
a spike strip.
Yes, thank you. They had to put one of those out so it would stop their car and deflate the car's tires. Finally, a final trooper rammed their car, broke the glass, and tasered all three of them.
While still nude.
Nude.
Why we got a wild out like that?
What? Like, I appreciate a good Tampa Bay train wreck because, you know, we embrace everybody. But, like, why? What? Why? We were air drying. No, you weren't.
No, put your pants on.
Sometimes it feels good to be in the nude, though.
Okay, it does.
Yes.
Absolutely, but not in public.
In your house. Well. In a building.
Or,
great outdoors is what I say.
No.
Okay, if you go to a nude beach, yes, get it. Dry off there.
Oh, my
gosh. But not in a public area like that. And not even in your car if your top is off.
No, you can't be driving around with your top off.
No, or, you know, frankly, that matter, not even your bottoms. Because if you have someone in a big car, in a big van, or a school bus come by, they can see down in your car. So don't do it.
This is why I tell my daughter all the time. She likes a Donald Duck it.
Oh.
Just shirt, no pants. And I'm like, listen, what? Yeah, just, you know, or Winnie the Pooh, whatever your preference. However. And I say, listen, you got to cover up because those semi drivers that are up here, they can literally see in the window.
Yes.
So now we, like, there's rules about coverings.
That's why we have homes with walls and doors and windows.
And shades
and
such.
Yeah, just let it out there.
Those three ladies are the Tampa Bay train wreck of the day.
Girls.
They're in jail now. That's what's trending with Miguel and Holly.
All right, it is 7:36. We got to get to Blown Off. Now, I think I can already tell what's going on here with this situation. I think Troy, and I hate to say this, I think he may be a sad sack, okay?
Oh, no.
I can say that because that used to be me during my 20s when I was dating. He hasn't heard from Madeline after their date at the Sandbar in Newport Richie.
Okay.
We got to see if we can help out my fellow sad sack and find out what happened on his
Troy.
Date.
Troy, okay.
We'll talk to him at 7:45 with Blown Off on Hot 101.5.